It's time to travel to the next room with Jane Asher, an exploration of the bigger picture surrounding life on Earth and what follows. Now, here's your host, Jane Asher, on Empower Radio.
It is always a good day when I can step out into my studio. I've got my puppy down at my feet. I'm hoping that she will behave throughout this. She's usually pretty good. She kind of craves being in the studio. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's that she's underneath the desk. It's nice and cool in here. I always play great classical music. I light a candle. She's probably just vibing it and just knows that I'm in my happy place. I love doing this show. So many creatives are showing up and interesting people, authors, and just unbelievable connections, like little dots that just keep connecting. This particular woman, we met 10 years ago right now. I was on the air in San Diego at Kixie 96.5. How's that for memory? And we were doing a bit leading up to Halloween. And the boss at the time, Charlie Quinn, said, "Jane, I've got this great idea. We've got this renowned psychic medium from Los Angeles. We're going to put her on the air at night. You're going to connect her with listeners, and she's going to give them messages for, you know, from their loved ones, right? From the beyond." And I'm like, this is right up my alley. I love this kind of stuff. So Marissa Ryan is booked to come on Kixie to do this bit with me leading up to Halloween. And I have to say, it was probably one of the most fun, most interesting bits that we had ever done. And whether you believe it or not, she was delivering messages to people, and it was just shocking. Like every night, the phone lines were totally lit up. My producer, JJ, was in the other room, and he would hook me up with whoever would say, you know, Bob's online too, and he wants to talk to his wife. And then Marissa would come on and give them these amazing messages. So here we are 10 years later. Marissa Ryan and I are, you know, I haven't really spoken to her since then. We're connected on Facebook, like you happen to do when you meet somebody in that realm. And I was just recently thinking about her because I wrote a blog story about the dimes that my mother leads, you know, that has she's been leaving me forever, ever since she left. And back in the day, Marissa, you don't know this. Marissa's on the line. She's listening to this very long-windy lead up. But this is why I reached out to you. So I'm writing this story. And you came on that night, Marissa, and it was wild because I didn't want to, like, do this whole big thing and say, oh, my mother just died, and will you talk to me? Because you were there to do a job. So I didn't say anything to you at all that I had been finding dimes. As a matter of fact, I didn't even know or equate them with my mom. I kept finding dimes. You said to me, "Jane, your mother is leaving you dimes. I don't know what the significance is. I don't know what she's trying to say, but just know that those dimes are from her." Marissa Ryan, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jane. That's so nice to talk to you again.
It's so good to talk to you. You know, it's just amazing, too, because after you shared that with me, that those dimes were coming from my mother, then it was rapid. Like, my husband found them, my daughter, my son, my friends would find them and just go, "Hi, Mom," and take a picture of the dime. And I remember going back on the air at Kixie a couple nights after you had shared that revelation with me. And I was talking to JJ, the producer, and telling him what you had told me about the dimes. And he said, "Oh, Jane, are you writing it down every time you find one?" And I said, "No, I'm not, but that's a great idea." So I spun in my chair and I go to reach for a legal pad, and right underneath, something caught my eye under the console, something shiny. I bend down, and do you know that it was one bright, shiny dime down there with the cobwebs and all the, you know, all the cords and everything? It was just hilarious. And JJ was like, "Hi, Mom." So Marissa Ryan, she is a renowned psychic medium. She works out of Los Angeles. You, Marissa, had a really unique path, which started in 2000. You had a tragedy that happened, and that kind of set you on this new path. with your mother and your niece. Will you explain?
Yes.
Will you explain what happened and what brought you to do the work that you're doing?
Well, I can honestly say I never did this work before, or I wasn't born doing this work or anything like that. But what happened was, so my mother died on Thanksgiving Day, had a massive heart attack. 2 days later, my niece, 21 years old, super healthy, was found. She died in her sleep.
Jeez.
And so it was just this craziness, and it was all in the same house. It was all at my sister's house, and it was like, wow. And you know, when this happens, and your listeners will understand this, when you start having close deaths to you like that, you start wondering what happened, where do they go, where, you know, are they just gone, are they just dead, is that it? And you just, so I started kind of doing some research, and I started having these really vivid dreams. My mother would come to me, and she'd be like sitting in her casket talking to me.
Oh, wow.
It was kind of, it was crazy. And it was just really bizarre. And so I just was kind of like, okay. And I was reading some books, but then I set it aside because it was like 4 months later, I ended up having this surprise pregnancy with my daughter. And so I went on with life, and I just like, that was it. Didn't really think about it again. And it was probably about a year later that I was sitting at my computer in my house, and a friend of mine had emailed me a picture of a girl that was a murdered victim. And she was, I guess this girl lived in our old neighborhood, and my friend was wondering if I knew who she was. And I was like, no, I've never seen her before in my life. And but when I read the email and the article, and I turned my computer off, I heard my name being called, and I thought it was one of my kids. When I turned around, that girl that was in the article was standing there and in front of me. I'd never had before. And she's all of a sudden she's talking to me, and she starts to show me her murder.
Oh my gosh.
She's showing me who did it, and she's showing me the details. And it was absolutely the most gruesome murder ever. It was horrible. Mm. And so I just thought, like, am I making this up? Is this just a crazy, like, something weird's happening? I don't know. So I ignored it. I basically was like, go away. And I went to bed. And when I woke up the next morning, she was standing at the foot of my bed. She goes, I'm not leaving until you call them. And I was like, who? And she's like, you have to call the detective. And I'm thinking to myself, are you kidding me? Like, what am I going to say to them? And I had been to the police academy years and years before. I had been in law enforcement for a very short time, but I knew a lot about law enforcement. My son's a cop, actually. And I thought, this is crazy. What would I say to them? So she said, I'm not going to go away until you say, call them. So I called. I went back to the article, found a number, called. It was a voicemail, left a message, and said, hey, I think I talked to this the spirit of a murdered girl. And she's got stuff to say, and call me. And I gave my number, and 5 minutes later my phone rang, and it was them. And they were like, of course, totally skeptical. And they were like, well, what did she say? And I said, well, she said, that you haven't found, her head yet.
Oh my God.
And that was not in the article. There was nothing. They had never disclosed any of that. It was so weird. I'm sitting here on my desk, and I had a water bottle just flew across my desk. That is the weirdest. That is so weird.
Woo.
Get weirded out by stuff. Okay, so anyways, yeah. And they immediately thought I was a part of the murder. Like, how would I know that? Nobody else knew that. And so they wanted to meet me. We met in a Target parking lot. I took them to areas. She was riding in the car telling me where to drive. They followed me. I showed them areas. They ended up finding other body parts.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And so for a while, they really did think they thought I was the murderer's girlfriend that was kind of trying to turn them in. So I worked with on the case for like a year. But the point is, the case wasn't really the big thing. That was kind of the eye opener. Within 2 weeks of me talking to this girl and her constantly being in my home, I started having spirits riding in my car, following me. And it was like she told everybody on the other side, hey, this lady can see you, hear you, talk to you, come on down.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was absolutely crazy.
Did you at any point, are you thinking, do I need to go see someone? You know, did your husband think that you were starting to lose it? I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah, well, I was a sales rep at the time, and I would start saying things that I don't even know what was coming out of my mouth to some of my clients in these stores. I was in the gift industry, and my husband, first he said, he goes, you're losing it. Like, you're literally losing it. And I was like, this is crazy. And then I became obsessed and was searching for body parts and out in fields trying to find parts, the other parts of her. And I got obsessed a little bit. And the next thing I know, like 4 months later, I ended up being on a radio show. And then I started doing radio. I was on every Sunday night for like 3 years. And talking to, I didn't even know what I was doing, because I literally ran into a metaphysical store in a mall and said, please help me. I don't know what I'm doing.
Wow.
And they just looked at me like, don't worry, you'll be fine. And it was like spirit trained me, and it just kind of went from there.
Wow. Really, did they ever find the person that killed that young lady?
I sketched the pictures of the 3 minutes that did it. And a year after I went to the police, they came and sat down in my home and they brought me the case, and they literally brought out pictures of the 3 men they thought that did it. And it matched my sketches. And that was a huge aha moment for me.
Wow.
Very emotional and kind of scary, to be honest.
Yeah.
And the problem is one of them was an attorney and they had an alibi, and the case never got closed.
Oh, my goodness.
And it really frustrated me, because they didn't have a witness. They didn't have a murder, a weapon. And there were certain parts of her they still never found. And I'd be yelling at her going, what the hell? Why are you not telling me, you know, where to find you or whatever? And she's like, that was not why I came to you. And I finally let it go. One of the men has since died in an accident. But they know who did it, and I know who did it.
Right.
And, I actually lost track of the detectives, and I don't even know what happened with it.
Wow.
It got too obsessive. I had to like cut myself.
Sure. Well, yeah. And it is frightening too, because you say there's no witness, but there is you. You know,
yeah, that's the problem. I've worked on many, many, many missing person and murder cases. I have a lot of family members that bring me cases. The problem is that what a psychic says is not admissible in court.
Right.
Because it can't be proven.
Right.
That I can say, oh, yeah, well, the dead girl came and told me, you know, the victim, I spoke to the victim. It just can't be proven. So it's very difficult. I've led them to a lot of bodies. The police have find different bodies and things like that. But it's very difficult to work with them. So,
man, what an intriguing turn of events. I mean, obviously you have this gift that you didn't even know you had, and until this gal showed up. And then it starts you on this trajectory of connecting with souls that have gone before us. So now, what have you done? Like, are you okay? Do you feel comfortable with this gift that you have? And how does it manifest now?
I've been doing this full time for 18 years now. And it's been, it's incredible. I love it. I've been able to help people. And it's kind of like, it's about healing. The whole point of what I do is about healing, whether it's a psychic reading or whether it's mediumship, communicating with deceased loved ones. It's all about healing, and it's about getting that validation. And it kind of allows people to have closure. This is what I do full time. And then I also teach others to do what I do, because we all have certain gifts that we all can tune into this. Not some people are a little stronger than others, but we absolutely can do it. So, and that's what this, we're going through kind of a great awakening right now. And people are waking up to a lot of different things. And there's a lot of, you know, baby souls and old souls, and there's battles going on. We all can feel the negativity that's happening. So it's important to just focus on the love. Because the love is, it's only one religion, and that's love. And it's very important. And that's what the other side wants us to do, too, is focus on love. I've been great. This has been literally the greatest gift ever given to me in my life. And sometimes there's been times when you think it's a curse, but most of the time it's a gift. And it's actually been a ball. I've had just a complete blast with it. It can be difficult, you know, for people that are very sensitive like I am, because especially like the last 8 months of what we've been going through, it's been really, really difficult.
Oh, yeah. I would imagine that even more so now than ever, because what you just said, I completely agree with. I do feel we are going through a very transformative time. It is a great awakening, and it is, you're right. Love is my religion. And I think you're right as well to express that the souls that have gone before that are no longer here physically, but just in the next room, they want us to know that. At least that's the messages I'm getting from my mother, who I communicate with daily. I think it's really, really key.
It is. And the whole lockdown and everything that we've experienced as Americans and across the whole world, that, you know, it really sums up, what do you really need in life? Let's get down to the basics.
Mm-hmm.
What is it about? It's about family. It's about love. It's about friendship. It's about understanding. And the fact that there's this evil causing division, it really, I'm not a person who really has a huge belief about evil. I don't have evil ever anything near me. So I'm not a big believer of a lot of that, but I definitely believe where there's good, where there's bad. Yeah, there's this balance, light, where there's light, there's dark. And there is evil that's actually happening. And it's not evil, spiritual evil. It's human evil, because you've got souls that aren't awakened, and they want power and greed and money, and that they have fear. Their fear creeps in, and that fear of them losing that power causes them to do really terrible things. And so we really have the good versus the evil, and I believe good is going to win. But it's just, we have to like love one another and accept all of us. I mean, because these are just shells that our souls are using. And the other side, I've had, there's sometimes spirits are like, yeah, it's like we got popcorn. We're going to sit and watch the show, you know.
Right.
Or they'll say, oh, yeah, it's the shit show, you know. But they also are praying for us, and they're knowing that what we're going through is such a learning experience that it actually can be a gift in itself.
Which yeah.
So many of us don't get.
Yeah, and you know, truly, I just think it's like I'm going to go with Mother Teresa on this, you know, invite me to a rally for peace, not an anti-war. So I just stay in that, you know, I stay in that lane. I stay in my lane of peace, love, and understanding. It works for me. It works for my family. And that is what's important to me. Let's talk about if someone wanted to reach out to you and connect. Do you, like, what's more fun for you, to tell somebody that a gorgeous love affair is right around the corner, or to connect with their loved one in the next room?
I kind of do all of it. I started out as a medium communicating with deceased loved ones, but it's funny because the people that come to me, I would say 70% want to know about their future.
Sure.
Because that's where their current fear is lying. But there are a lot of people that want to speak to their loved ones. I actually love both. I love connecting family members and creating healing with their deceased loved ones, so they know that they're okay, and they're trying to teach them over the phone. Even when I do these phone readings or in person, I'll try and teach them how to communicate with their loved one and listen for the answers, because they can communicate. They're not dead. They're just different. So I really enjoy that, but I enjoy all of it because I get to know, I get to like look into people's lives, the good, the bad, the ugly, when I'm doing more of a psychic reading. And I basically what I do is I interview their spirit guides and I go, okay, what do you want to talk to her about? And then the guides come in and go like this, 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 and this. So that can be really fun too, especially when I get feedback that they've actually listened to their guide and made some changes and had some incredible results. So
that's great.
It's all good.
I love it. They're not dead. They're just different. That is an awesome quote from you. How, I know it's Marissa Ryan. Is it just MarissaRyan.com?
Yep, just MarissaRyan.com, 1R1S.
Okay.
Get a hold of me through that.
Yeah, I'll put that up on the bio too. So do you have like a long waiting list to get in to talk to you, or can you see, you know, speak with people pretty quickly?
It's usually about 4 weeks out. It depends. Sometimes all of a sudden it's 3 months out. But right now I'm booking in November. So
okay, that's not bad.
It's not bad.
Okay, great. That's right around the corner, which is great. So, you know, what was miraculous and just so cool about you connecting me with my mother, because my mother had just crossed. She had just left the planet on October 1st. And so you and I met leading up to that Halloween that year, 10 years ago. And the dime thing was bizarre because I was always a kid that would stop for a penny. But when I started finding dimes, I didn't even think about it. And I'm like, whatever, I'm finding dimes. And then you just blurted that out. And I love that you said you didn't know the significance, because about a month later, she came to me and was sitting on my bed in the middle of the night, just as clear as can be. And I propped myself up and I said, Mom, what's the deal with the dimes? And she just said, I like to see you smile. And there it was, like just this really cool, perfect, very simplistic, straightforward reason for her leaving me the dimes was so beautiful. And I love it. It wasn't, you know, wasn't this big seeking world peace meaning. It was just like, yeah, I want to see you smile. And she knew I would always stop and pick up a dirty penny. So why wouldn't I bend down to get a dime? So,
she has a great smile herself. So.
Oh, she
really great smile.
She really does. Yeah, she is. She's having a ball too. She is really, really enjoying, the learning and the growth and the wisdom and the lessons that are coming, where she is right now. So it's very fun. So I love that.
She's
go ahead
with you. And she said to tell Thomas, hello, or
Yep, that's my son.
Thomas or something? Okay, great.
Yeah, I will do that. Yeah, she's amazing. Yeah, she's with me all the time. I mean, I was just talking to her before we came on here because I thought, I go, okay, Mom, you know, here we go, you know, because this was a relationship that started a long time ago. I love that you are not afraid to use your very, very unique gift. And I know a lot of people, you know, there are a lot of naysayers and a lot of people that just feel that this is a bunch of hooey, but I'm telling you, I know it to be my truth. And I know that the people that listen to this show so get it. So it's really, really been fun for me to watch the growth of this show and the listenership and the feedback that I'm getting. So, I would imagine you're going to hear from quite a few people because people love this. They want to know that their loved ones aren't dead. They're just different right now.
Well, and also, we're not going to die. So it's nice to know that we are going to be just different. So, you know, it all comes around. Everything comes around. So, I mean, just keep doing what you're doing, and your listeners, not to fear. So many people have this gift and it scares them, but I can tell you there's really nothing to fear. They want the best for us, and they're wonderful, and, you know, their dimension is so parallel to ours, so it's just such an easy transition.
Mm.
It's people just, you know, open up. I look at it this way. Question everything. Listen with your heart. You'll get the right information if you listen with your heart. It took a lot of validation for me to know that this was real. I had to really prove it to myself because I was a skeptic. I'm still a skeptic. So I still get proved to myself every day that I do this. I still get that validation and I still listen. I've just done it long enough that now I trust it. And that's the key, is trusting it, is you got to really, really trust the information you get. Like trusting that the dimes are from your mother.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I've got a whole big thing of them. As a matter of fact, I was just teasing her the other day because I haven't gotten one in quite some time. My husband gets them all the time and he always comes in the house and he's like, your mom likes me better. But I was just complaining the other day to her and just like, what's the deal, mom? I haven't had a dime in a while. And do you know, a friend of mine sent me a card to just say that she knew it was 10 years since my mother was gone. She taped 10 dimes in this card and sent it through the mail. And I love it. Now, yes, I didn't find it at Target, or I didn't find it in my car, or I didn't find one just randomly in my purse. But the fact that that friend would send them, knowing that I get them, I feel like that's a message too in itself. I just thought,
it is.
I loved it.
Messages, they come in such unique ways.
I know.
Messages can come through other people, too. So
right.
That's why, you got to just, everybody has to just be open to it.
Absolutely. Do you find that when souls that maybe didn't get the lesson here, whether, they just were hanging on to a grudge or angry or whatever, when they do cross, do they have like an aha moment?
Oh, yes. Their aha moment is every single one of us has to go through a life review. And they're shown everything we did, everything we said in our lifetime, and how it affected people. So the aha moment usually happens right then. And they're like, ooh, that wasn't good, or, oh, that was great, And we get the aha moment then, and then we usually, that's how we know if we're coming back again, what do we want to work on? Maybe we didn't get it the last time. We've got to do it again. So... absolutely.
Wow. Very cool. Well, I'm so grateful that you would take some time out of your day to do this with me. It was just really random too. And then when I started putting the pieces together, I'm like, well, this is interesting because I just wrote a blog post about the dime story and your name was in there. And then when I started looking at the calendar, I'm like, oh my gosh, it was 10 years ago that my mother transitioned, 10 years ago that I met you. And the fact that you just said, yes, I'll come on and do the show really meant a lot to me. So I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. And I hope everybody on Halloween get a photo of their deceased loved one and light a candle next to it. And just because that veil is a little bit thinner on that day. It's just like this crazy celebration. And, just know that they're always with you, watching over you and thinking about you. So you can always talk to them.
That's great advice. Halloween is a great time to do that and invoke those memories and those spirits and all those beautiful loved ones that have crossed. Marissa Ryan, psychic medium. You can go to marissaryan.com and speak with her. I'm sure you're not seeing clients in person right now, which is probably better for you anyway.
Actually, I am. I've been seeing clients in person for the last 4 months. Yep, and it's optional if they want to wear a mask or not.
Very cool.
I'm still pretty protected by spirit, so I'm not worried.
Well, that's good. All right, marissaryan.com. Thank you again, Marissa, for coming on the show. And until we meet again, maybe you'll come back on if you'd like. I'd love to have you.
Yes, thank you so much, Jane.
Join Jane again next week for The Next Room on Empower Radio as she examines the beliefs, traditions, and personal evidence of connection with those who have moved on to the next room.